Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive. Here's Tyler Palumbus and D-Man.
I guess this is a different type of Mount Palumbus speaks here, because you put it out there whether you should stop wearing your Dikembe Mutombo knockoff Nuggets sleeveless basketball jersey. And, I mean, I'll play it, but... I mean, there's just a ton of response. You know, can't smell worse than mung beans. Mung beans don't smell bad.
No, that's definitely true. I mean, I smell, but I also know the effects. I know what the smell of the effects of mung beans smell like. I'm not on that level yet.
Leave the jersey on, Tony from North Glen. Cut it into a crop top. There you go.
That could be cute.
Shower with the shirt, Pigpen.
I've seen a lot of suggestions to shower, or to, not shower, excuse me, to wash the jersey.
New series, new superstition. Okay.
Right.
Wear the jersey, wash it, wash the loss off.
Well, there's a thought.
There you go.
Yep.
Rally thong.
See, I think it's all or nothing, though. I really do. I think I either keep it going, keep the stench, keep everything that has gotten us this far, or I jump ship entirely, because I'm not going to wash it and put it back on. I'm either keeping it like this, or it's just, it's toast. It's over. I'm finding a new superstition.
So you don't like the wash it and...
No. No,
you wash can't, the loss off.
You can't go back to the same superstition half-hearted.
Please leave the jersey on,
burn
Tyler.
Burn it down and start a new one.
Please leave the jersey on, Tyler. Don't give up on the power of the Mutombo jersey. Well,
I do have some, we here at the station, we have some leftover dude wipes that were provided by Mark.
I'm sorry,
Snyder.
What?
Well, no, to be clear.
Sorry, what? Wait. Slow, back up. What's a dude wipe?
You don't know what a dude wipe is?
I do not. What's a dude wipe?
It is a remedy for guys that don't want to shower.
Like a shower pill.
Huh?
It is like a... Think about like a large, moist towelette for your body.
Right.
That's scented.
It's like a face cloth, but for your body.
You mean like a baby wipe?
It's like for you, like you should carry it when you bike to work, and you get off the bike and you walk in here, you use a dude wipe, you wash yourself
dude
down
wipe.
A little bit.
Is it? Wait, hold on.
Yeah, but
it's
mean,
not
just
called
to be clear,
a dude wipe, is it? It's called a dude wipe?
It is called a dude wipe.
Shut up.
It's the brand, yeah.
I've never... I love that idea. I've never heard of that before.
Shark Tank.
It's a... How big is it?
It's big.
I would say it's the package is roughly the size of a Kleenex.
I thought he was asking, like, the company. Sorry.
Oh, I would love to have a dude wipe for when I come in here, because we can't... I don't think we can use the showers downstairs.
Mark gave me some. I'll give you guys them after the show.
No clue about dude wipes. That's pretty good, though. I'm kind of on a total another thing.
Yeah.
I got a story. I still don't feel comfortable telling it, but I got a great
story. Just to be clear, that's not the issue at hand here.
No, that's a whole other thing, because you said dude wipe. But,
yeah, I am showering, although I joke that I'm not. I am actually showering personally. It's just the jersey. So the dude wipe isn't going to do much here.
If you dude wiped the jersey, it may provide some relief.
No, I mean, maybe if I sprayed some Febreze on it.
Hey, how about this? What if he gets sprayed off? You know, just a hose. What if your kids,
Broncos had to walk through to get into practice when COVID began?
The
magic COVID ender. That's what it was. Like, if you walk through this machine, the COVID is gone. Maybe I need one of those.
Yeah. I think a good video would be a garden hose, the kids with the dog nearby just hosing you off with the jersey on because it gets off the stench of the loss, but you don't take the jersey on and it's good as new. What do you guys think about that one?
That's an option. I'm willing to do it.
I mean, I can picture the Samson, the dog. You got to get the haircut.
No, he hasn't gotten the haircut yet.
95
No, but
degrees.
We got family photos in a week and need the hair long for the family photos.
Yeah. Wife, three kids, dog, garden hose, wiping the stench off that loss.
But I'm telling you, that's not my personal choice. It's either I keep the stench and the jersey, or I go to a new superstition.
Yeah, I was bringing up a different idea. I bet the audience would love that. All right, how about this?
I'm fine with the actual act. That's not a problem. But after that, I'm taking the jersey off. Like,
I'm not going half-hearted
towards the same superstition.
I think once the stench gets wiped off, then the stench
is what brought me here. So at this point, I either need that stench or I need just it gone.
Shower with the jersey on. That is gross. Dude wipe. Is there Clorox wipes for your... I don't know if I can say that. Dude wipes were made for... I can't say that. Okay. You can't use dude wipes if you're under 5'10". What? Why?
Mm. Well, because you're not a dude.
Whoa. Whoa.
Boom.
What are you saying? What are you saying?
Rim shot.
Wait, you got to be 5'10 to be a dude?
Well, I mean, if you're a dude, you're probably over 5'10.
What is that? Wait. The guy 6'4 can't ring that bell.
Outside of Earl Boykins and Muggsy Bogues, name an athlete that was a dude.
Jose Altuve. Floyd Mayweather.
Baseball players don't
Floyd
count.
Mayweather.
Mm, okay, you got me. There's a few.
Yeah. D-Mac realizing Dude Wipes might be a sponsor and backpedaling his shaming of the product. I'm not shaming it. I've never heard of it before. I love the idea.
D-Mac here for Dude Wipes.
Hi, this is D-Mac for Dude Wipes. When I come in a sweaty mess to the station.
I'm having a hard time with all the, although I know that Mark is friends with the Dude Wipes people. I happen to be teammates with the Dude Wipes competitor, which is Hustle Clean.
Whoa. So, there's a competitor to Dude Wipes?
So, I mean, if I'm going
to
talk about anything, I personally feel like Hustle Clean is really the product that you want.
What the hell's going on here?
We're not getting paid for any of this.
Is this all a Denver thing, by the way? Is this a call it Dude Wipes Hustle Clean?
Dude Wipes was a Shark Tank thing.
Okay.
Also,
I'm not aware of that, but okay.
So was Hustle Clean.
And you know the Hustle Clean people?
Yeah, Justin Forsett. You know him too.
All right. That's what Justin Forsett's up to?
Yeah, he created the company. It started as Shower Pill. It started as a joke. And we were in Seattle, and we would all joke when a dude would walk out after practice or walk out after meetings and they didn't shower. We're like, oh, you took that shower pill, huh? So Justin took that to the next level. He created a product that was a wipe to clean yourself.
Yeah.
He called it the Shower Pill. Shower Pill didn't quite take off, changed the name to Hustle Clean. Now it's in Target. It's all over the place.
Had no idea. And that's better than Dude Wipes.
He had a Super Bowl commercial.
Missed it. Sounds great. Great idea. I don't know how often you would use it.
Well, every time that you would bike to work. That's when you should use it.
That's true. Yeah, that would be great, actually. I'd love to. That would be awesome. I just bring like a little, you know, it's so funny. I just bring a towel with me, like a little like hand towel sort of thing. Never really does the job.
Yeah, that's not going to do anything.
No kidding.
Might dry you off a little.
That's what it does. It's kind of gross. No joke. It's been a while since I took my bike to work, too.
So anyways, Richie, update, tally count. We know what I need to do with my jersey. Working on it. Okay. Work faster.
Ah. Hustle Clean is for us shorter people, D-Mac. All right, that's fine. As long as I got my own thing, I'm you know. If Dude Wipes are for big guys, you know, Hustle Cleans are smaller dudes or smaller guys. I guess I'm not a dude. Well, what will happen in terms of dude wiping the nights? Yep, we'll take a peek at that. Hot Take Tuesday rolls on and...
Hustle Clean those fellas all over the place.
I hope so. Top six on the way as well. This is the... Adrian Dater. Adrian Dater previewing what's happening with the Avalanche. All still to come on the drive.
Does your company make safety a top priority? Alliance Safety, Colorado's premier supplier of safety equipment, is here to help make it one. As an authorized distributor of 3M safety products and home to all pro gear, Alliance has a vast inventory of personal protective equipment designed to keep your workers safe, including fall protection, safety glasses, protective gloves, and gas detection solutions. Visit AllianceSafetyInc.net. Call 303-388-8766 or stop by the Alliance Safety Warehouse off I-70 and Tower today to lock up all your safety needs.
You're listening to The Drive on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. Here's Tyler Palumbus and D-Mac.
Let's preview tonight's action with the Avalanche and the Golden Knights with our guy, Adrian Dater from ColoradoHockeyNow.com. It's Adrian Dater, brought to you by Bud Light, an official beer sponsor of the Avalanche. And Dater, man, we got to stop screwing around here, pal. This is getting kind of ridiculous, don't you think?
I tried to tell you guys, they're going to be tough in Vegas. You guys kind of shrugged me off a little bit.
Well, you took the guys out in Vegas? You hanging out at the nightclubs with the fellas? What were you doing, huh?
No, nothing. I was just reading my Bible and drinking my milk right after the games.
Right.
Yeah, man, it's all right, okay. I mean, maybe you did give us, you know, some forewarning, but we didn't expect this, man. And we need the big line to show up here. I you can mess around with little stuff here and there, but the big fellas need to play like it, I think. What do you?
That's it. You got it, D-Max. It's going to have to be the best players that do it. That's why they get the big bucks, and that's why they get all the ice times. You know, they can absolutely win a game tonight. I mean, they've got Nathan MacKinnon, Cale Makar, Mikko Rantanen, Landeskog. Down the list we go. You know, they got Groovy and Net. So just any one of those guys sort of being normal tonight, maybe one or two of them, maybe two or more, you know, you got a good shot here. Avs have, I won't jinx them by saying what their record is at home, so I'm not going to jinx them, but it's good.
D-Mac is
jinxing cats. That's what Mark Crawford used to say.
Dater, I'm already on the planning committee for the parade. I'm going to look like an idiot after getting all these permits.
Right. Well, hey. Adrian, I mean, I don't even know where to start. The last game felt just so overwhelming. I don't even know where did it go wrong. I mean, how do you fix it? What do they need to do different?
It's gone wrong because Vegas has gotten in on their forecheck. They're getting to the puck quicker than the Avalanche are able to get it out. And they're big, and they hit guys in the defensive zone, and the Avs are having trouble getting the puck out of the zone. So what I propose is, you know, sacrificing a little offense and bringing the forwards all way back and playing, like, just very kid soccer hockey. Five guys on the puck almost. Just get to that puck, get it out, give it to Cale Makar. Play Makar 30 minutes tonight if you have to. Let him skate it out a lot. Gerard, too. He's got to be better. And just get the puck out of the zone a little easier. That'll solve so many problems if they can do that. It's going to take quick decisions with the puck. No hemming and hawing, flipping it up the boards where it gets intercepted a lot. You know, quick little passes when the forwards being closer to the defense will make those kind of passes easier, I think.
Hey, we have such a quirky situation, and this does impact potentially Avs fans. Now, if they just win the next two games, whatever. But you have a situation where the Nuggets are okay to have a sold-out crowd on Friday, but a very limited crowd, relatively limited crowd, for the Avalanche if there is a Game 7. Can you make heads or tails of what's going on here?
I really can't. I think it's just the sort of rules they set, you know. I mean, I gotta think they'd be able to adjust on the fly, D-Mac.
Right.
You know, I gotta think that maybe by, you know, later in the week, there's Game 7, they'll say, all right, look, let's get, I mean, you know, the Avs are gonna be all over the city to allow them 100%. It does look stupid that the Nuggets have won 100% and the Avs can't, you know, all right, you said the next round for both teams. All right, well, you know, can we adjust that maybe? It seems like they should be able to. It would be a big difference for an Avs team in a Game 7. So right. I don't think we've heard the end of this story, D-Mac.
Okay, if they lose Game 5, can you still win?
It's going to be a lot harder. Yeah. I mean, any game you play in Vegas right now sort of feels like a scheduled loss, doesn't it? It's just such a madhouse there. You got to be there to experience it to know what I'm talking about. It's just so loud in there. So they can be done. Avs have shocked people before. They were down 3-2 to the New Jersey Devils like 20 years ago, almost to the day today.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm 3-2. Everybody counted them out. I had to write a special section thing that was going to come out if the Avs won, and I thought there's no way that thing's going to come out. There's no way the Avs are going to win the series. So I wrote the most cliched thing you've ever seen in your life. And sure enough, the Avalanche players are holding it on the ice on Game 7 for national audience to see that night.
That's cool.
It can be done.
What do you think tonight, then? What is your official prediction?
I mean, I think Vegas is going to win.
Whoa! Yeah. Wow! Why?
So then we go to it can be done. Well, it can be done.
I mean, I think they're the tougher team right now, and they're too hard to skate against. And this has been, you know, 8 periods in a row of pretty domination.
And
I think it's just going to be a little too hard for the Avs to adjust tonight. Don't take my predictions for gospel, guys. Most Avs fans are probably jubilant that I just picked tonight.
And when you go back for Game 6, because obviously there will be one, are you back at the Excalibur?
Good question. Going to have to see those airfares as we go along here. You know, we still can't go in the locker room, the in-room players. That takes a lot of to go on the road out of the equation.
Right.
But D-Mac, you know, I like to be on the road, so yeah. I think there's a good chance.
All right, Tater. We love you. Let's hope you're wrong. I know you want to be wrong, but we love the insight, and we'll check in with you later this week. Thank you, Adrian.
Okay, guys. Take care.
Adrian Dater, ColoradoHockeyNow.com, brought to you by Bud Light, an official beer sponsor of the Avalanche. Dater picking the Knights.
What? Boom!
What in the world was that?
Come on, Dater.
Boom! Seriously. What the hell?
Not tonight. I don't care if that's what your brain is telling you. Logic tells you that the Avs need to win tonight, so just pick them, all right? Just do that.
Wow, I'm getting nervous.
Oh, me too. I've been nervous, buddy. I told you I was already at a 7. You were at a 5 last time we talked. Nothing's changed. They haven't played anything else. Where are you at right now?
I might be at a 7, maybe at an 8.2.
Wow. Boy, yeah, things escalated quickly.
Well, when you realize the challenge, we talked to JT the Brick. It was great. We talked to Dater. He picks the Knights. You look at the numbers. I mean, it is overwhelming about the teams that win Game 5 winning the series. You see what you have to deal with in Vegas, which seems to be a difficult environment, period. Yeah, man. This gargantuan. As disappointing as the Nuggets game was, and as you know, I'm feeling iffy about that for sure. It's obviously not all or nothing right now for the Nuggets. We'll see how it goes. Oof, this is it, man. And by the way, at the end of the day, we all know, although both teams are terrific, we all know that the Avalanche ultimately are the better team. They're the best team in the NHL record-wise. We knew that this series would be the equivalent of the Stanley Cup Finals. We know the competition the rest of the way, maybe save for the Lightning if they do meet them in the Stanley Cup Finals, may not even be that close.
Oh, this is the matchup.
This is it.
You got to get by this one, and then you're not home free. You got to play hockey, but you feel pretty good about your odds.
So all of a sudden, despite this not being the Stanley Cup Finals, the importance of it or the level of competition is ratcheted up to this one goes to 11. It's huge. So, yeah, I'm a little nervous, man. Yeah. I'm a little nervous. I'm excited. You know, it'll be fun. Puck drops at 7 o'clock. Oof. Okay, here we go.
Let's go.
It just feels another weird one to have, like, people on a national level, like, kind of laughing at us because we have the stupidest things that go on, from not being able to broadcast games to 57% capacity when other places are sold out.
Right.
It's just another, like,
it's another level. I don't know who I'm mad at, but I'm mad at someone.
All right, listen. Great news, though, today. Great, great, great news. Exciting, hopefully, for the Avalanche. But great news about Jokic being named the NBA's MVP. They're going to have press available, so hopefully we'll even hear from Jokic in about 20 minutes. The top 6 comes up next.